Watching as a red and white balloon sails across my mind, in between the images that drift along my tune, smile as they unwind, going nowhere, sitting in a dream. Those lyrics, I think some of the best lyrics I've written, anyway, I feel proud of them. That was Ronnie Dio singing, and actually the album goes under my name, Roger Glover, and guests, and he's one of the honoured guests, because he's great. He sings the part of Froggy, and Froggy appears throughout the album. And I picked him as the focus of attention, as a principal character in the thing, mainly because this whole concept really is well into the dream stakes. I mean, it can never happen. People will never forget the differences, so it's got to be a fantasy. And he's the one that has the guitar, so he's musical for a start. He's the one that sings in the end. In the poem in the book says, Froggy sweetly singing his favorite tune that says, Love's All You Need, which I think actually was a sort of reference to the Beatles song. He could be the one that says, look, this is a dream. This is what I'm dreaming. Come into my dream. I hope you like it. I looked at the illustration of the bat, for example, and what I saw was quite a horrible creature, a guy that goes around, looking for food from other insects. And so the music to this really had to be kind of uptight and vicious. And so I decided on a really funky, fast, punchy little number. And I wrote this number before I had the singer in mind for it. And eventually the singer I chose to do it was John Gustafson, who's actually a brilliant bass player and singer. He's in Ian Gillan's band now. And he really made the lyrics work. All of us, I'd written these lyrics like, watch out, you'll end up a steak, rare. Almost a funny way of looking at something that's really horrible. And he really spat the lyrics out, and it really made it work. It's called Watch Out for the Bat.